Sucks that he's into dog fighting, though.
Is DMX into dog fighting, really?
That's the only thing that I don't have a... I'm not a fan of.
How do you get into that? How does a friend say, dude, you gotta go to this dog fight?
I think some gangster shit, man. Yeah. I think there's like a lot of gang... They have like dog fights in their backyards and shit. I feel like there's cock fights and stuff in LA. Like, I think there's like an underground
there's
place.
An underground ring? Like, you go to...
Dude, there's full-on underground places where there's cockfights and dudes like, are fucking doing coke and
like
shit.
Like, you go to, like, a CD bar and then say the code word to the bouncer and he takes you to, like, the basement where you're doing cockfighting?
You don't think that exists on the planet?
That might exist.
It might exist? Dude, I'm telling you it exists 20 minutes from this studio.
Wow.
For sure, there's a place around here where you can go grab yourself a good cockfight.
Do you think we should try to like check that out, like film it?
I feel like no, film it. Oh my god, you idiot! I don't want to go to a cockfight. I'm not into chickens fighting each other.
Just like
I don't advocate cockfights.
Just like go up to like some like doorman on the street and say, "Hey, do you know where a cockfight or something is? Where to get some cockfight?"
That's how you would say it?
How would you do that?
I'd say it any other way than that. I feel like that would be the worst way ever to say that to a man who's illegally having cockfights in Los Angeles. I mean, you're looking fucking cock. What the hell are you doing, dude? What is that? You just like mumbled and said cock and rolled your head a bunch of times. Right. I feel like things are going bad.
Hey, I had a question for you. I just want to know if you know where any cockfighting is, you know? Yoda's brain says, dude, my UPS driver grows and sells cockfighters all over California. So there's our connection.
All right. See, there's people here that say they know cockfighters.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know we had a cockfighting audience.
Everybody knows a guy that knows a cockfighter. You might not know you know a guy that is a cockfighter, but...
I guess maybe I do.
You do?
And I just don't even realize it.
For sure you do.
I guess just ask all my friends and one of them will be like, See me Friday night.
It's big.
Yeah.
Cockfighting's probably a multi-million-dollar sport.
Is it really? How big of a bet can you put on a cockfight?
Massive bets if it's illegal.
I guess, yeah.
Everything.
There's nobody to regulate it.
Yeah. Massive bets. Massive drug deal dudes for sure go down there. They're like, man, I'm going to put fucking, you know what I mean, $1 million on fucking Crazy Chicken Face. Crazy Chicken Face slashes... Other chickens. He's known.
Is that your chicken name, the Crazy Chicken Face?
Yeah.
What's the world's greatest name for No, that's a terrible world's greatest Wednesday.
If you had a fighting chicken?
If you had a fighting chicken, what's the world's greatest
name for your fighting chicken? What's the world's greatest name for a fighting chicken? What do you mean that's a bad idea?
That might be seen as endorsing cockfighting.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Look, if you're so stupid that you think that that's endorsing cockfighting, fuck off then. I feel like everybody who listens to this show... Yeah. You listen to it for more than 10 seconds. Get that. Look, dude. Man, I'm a huge fan of gay people getting married, and I'm a huge fan of black dudes and Mexican dudes and Chinese dudes, Japanese dudes, Mandarin dudes. Fuck off.
Dude, you got
everybody.
You got a trophy you can point to. You're like PETA's number one media personality.
And I like, yeah, I help animals too.
Yeah.
I won a Libby Award.
Yeah, you won the Libby Award.
Yeah.
I think, should we do World's Greatest Wednesday today?
Oh, yeah, we should do World's Greatest Wednesday. Which is the world's greatest name for a fighting chicken after this on the Jason Arse Show.
All right.
You don't think that's a good idea?
Fuck, let's do it.
That's what it is then. The world's greatest fighting chicken. World's greatest Wednesday.
Awesome.
Last one, 2010.
Yeah.
This is the Woodsman. You can get this at yourmomshouse.com.
DeathToDeathTie.com.
If you don't know me, that's your fucking problem. Welcome back to the show. Today is World's Greatest Wednesday's last fucking World's Greatest Wednesday.
Yes.
And you're listening to me. Why don't you take a phone call, Raw Dog? Go, right. Raw Dog. Talk
hey, what's up? While we get this sorted out, what's up? You're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How about Cockadoodle Dundee?
Are we already doing this? I don't think we're quite ready for World's Greatest Wednesday yet, but I'll write down Cockadoodle Dundee, and we'll decide that in just a second. Okay, that's an instant no.
It would have worked before, but not now.
Yeah, we already have some better ones, just so you know. And some offensive ones. The fans are actually coming up with some good ones for World's Greatest Wednesday today.
Were we doing World's Greatest Wednesday then?
I think we should do that.
All right.
In the beginning of time, someone was cool, and someone was a tool. Someone got eaten alive by a fucking dinosaur. Throughout time, we have strived to be the best. Well, this is it. This is the place where they, you, everyone, and anything can join in and find out who or what will win.
Who?
The World's Greatest Wednesday. And now your host, the man who got a girl to put a phone in another girl's ass and called it on the air and thanked his mom, Jason Ellis.
It is great to be here. Welcome to World's Greatest Wednesdays, where we perform the unbelievable task of finding out who is the world's greatest at one particular thing on the planet. It could be how many toes you have, how hairy are you, what's the world's greatest zit that's ever been popped.
The world's greatest zit? That's not, how is that even a concept?
Think about the YouTube extravaganza. I've always wanted to pop a humongous pimple on my own back.
That's just you going through videos and going like,
terrible idea. Today we've come up with a brilliant one for the last of 2010.
Right.
Today, the world's greatest fighting chicken name. Yes. Chicken name. I'm already not liking it.
We do not endorse cockfighting, but...
We don't endorse cockfighting, but if you had a cock, if you were a cock, mm-hmm. and you had to fight for the rest of your life... As a fighting cock,
right?
What would you like to be called?
What would you name yourself?
Yeah. Or you could also look at it as, I own a fighting cock. What would I name my cock?
If you were in fact the kind of guy who would own a fighting cock.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we don't advocate it.
Twitter's hopped on this one already.
Good for them, Twitter.
Cockmonger.
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 You mean cockmonger?
Monger.
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 Monger?
Yeah.
What is a monger?
Like a something monger is, you know, somebody who's...
A something monger is like something... It's a monger.
Like a warmonger is somebody who's...
Warmonger.
War. Yeah, warmonger.
It's not a warmonger.
Monger.
You said monger and then you said monger.
Monger.
You're fucking insane. You're losing it. You're losing it. You're losing your composure.
Dude.
Because you are talking some weird shit. You are saying two different things and arguing about
it. I feel like you...
I know what I'm saying.
I
don't.
You're not even saying
warmonger.
The R. You're not even saying the R. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Warmonger.
Warmonger.
You're saying warmonger.
Warmonger.
It's warmonger.
Warmonger. Dude, there's nothing difficult about this one.
You're not saying the same thing.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Dude, I'll keep saying it. Warmonger. Dude, I don't even understand.
Nikki.
Yep.
Hello.
World's greatest chicken name would be Ock Lesnar.
What?
Cock Lesnar.
Cock Lesnar. It's got to be Warmonger.
Yeah, Warmonger.
No, warmonger.
You mean warmonger?
Warmonger.
Warmonger?
Warmonger?
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Joe.
Yeah,
We could really have this conversation if we weren't on the radio. We could really do this back and forth for like 10 minutes.
I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither. Joe.
Yeah, how about Cock Hamid Ali?
That doesn't work.
No, that's pretty bad.
Or you have Cock Ripper.
What about Cock Willis? Cock Bruce Willis? You fucking asshole.
Considering that somebody already suggested Cocky Balboa.
That is a sick name for a fighting cock. Man, if this name's that good, I might get it tattooed on me and the name underneath it. Because this is not... It could be that cool. Imagine this, somebody, because people think that I'm an advocate of fighting cockfighting.
Right.
If I had like a chicken, there was the sickest cartoon looking chicken ever, like ninja chicken, badass fucking chicken, or maybe even half dead Terminator chicken.
Yeah, a real full on badass
chicken. Yeah, just trashed out Terminator Tekken 3 chicken. Yeah.
Born in a landfill.
Somersault with a fucking ninja star, an explosion, and he's fucking upside down with a ninja hat on
and just
shit.
Looks angry, like you've never seen a chicken look angry before.
Just snapping, fucking veins coming out of his eyeballs, fucking raging. Man, that chicken.
That chicken.
Tattooed with the name
What was that last name?
Cocky Balboa.
Cocky Balboa. It's a sick name for a fighting cock. We are against cockfights.
Yes, we are. We're not into it. How do you feel about Cock Slayer?
Nah.
El Chupacacra?
Ooh! El Chupacacra? What?
El Chupacacra.
El Chupacacra?
Yeah.
Ooh! That's good. Scuba?
Hey, in spite of our recently dethroned heavyweight champion, how about Chesty LeCocq?
Who?
Chesty LeCocq. Cock chest.
Yeah, Chesty LeCocq doesn't work.
No.
A little bit cheesy. It's a high level, moron here. I wanted to say knuckle dragger, but...
Yeah, no.
We're better than that. God damn it.
Sir Eaglecock?
What?
Sir Eaglecock?
It's got to be on there.
Yeah, it's got to be
Sir
on there.
Sir Eaglecock, irrespective... Ooh, man, it could be the winner.
I mean, Sir Eaglecock the third, obviously.
So, Sir yeah. Eaglecock the third tattoo. And just a sweet cock dressed in a suit... Like a little bit of a James Bond with a fucking little hat tilted to the side, but on the side of his arm just strapped with the fucking, the crazy fucking, those machine guns that do that noise.
Oh, like a Tommy gun?
Yeah. I think he did it. We need those as buttons.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Cockaloxus Rex?
No. Nicholas.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, how's it blowing?
Well,
a lot of
very
anal.
Good. Somebody
lot of
already
anal.
Stole
Get
my
lot of
idea.
Anal.
So,
taking the ice. Vote now. Get a lot of anal. You getting it? Nicholas, you getting it
rolling,
in there?
Rolling straight past it. Nicholas.
Huh?
In out.
Can I vote now for Sir Eaglecock?
Yeah, let's do it, anal.
Wait, I think he says he's voting for Sir Eaglecock.
Oh, you're making a vote already?
I don't think he can vote yet.
Somebody already took it.
So. You're a wild animal. Already. You're a wild animal, sir.
You should just fucking smile and blow me.
Andy, welcome to the Jason Ellis Show.
Nana's favorite cock?
Did you say Nana's favorite
Holy
cock?
Holy creepy.
You fucking cunt.
You just say, what did you say?
Nana's favorite cock.
What?
Nana's favorite cock.
I'm not writing that down.
That's a dangerous... thank you for the call. We're just going to let it go.
We're just going to let that go.
Very disrespectful there. Very disrespectful. I apologize.
Well, somebody just shot in Peck Peck Die.
No.
No. I love fucking puns, so some of these are amazing.
Let's go to the phones. Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Sir Cluck-a-Lot.
No, thanks.
No.
Sir Cluck-a-Lot? Is that what he said?
Yes, he did say Sir.
Sir Cluck?
You're not going to send that into a fight. We'd be taken seriously at all.
Sir Cluck-a-Lot?
Sir Cluck-a-Lot? Like Sir Lancelot.
Steve.
How about Sir Cock and Blade?
That's just as stupid. Might even be worse.
Yeah.
Jake.
The cock that would destroy all other cocks would be Cocktimus Prime.
Yeah, it's
at least a credible pun.
Good go, but no, not even on the list.
Yeah.
This is a crucial, this is high level, because if it's that good, I'm getting it tattooed on me, and I'm going to make the picture of it right now, and whoever's listening that tattoos me is going to tattoo me. That's how it's going to work.
Yeah, we're just getting so many on Twitter right now. Somebody just said Janet Reno.
Who's Janet Reno?
She used to be Attorney General of the United States. She's, I guess, kind of ugly. I guess that's where that's coming from.
Right. Chicken's ugly?
I don't think so.
I don't think chickens are ugly.
Not really.
Maybe chickens are ugly up close. Have you ever seen a bee up close?
Pretty close, yeah.
But not really close, relaxing. I've seen a bee walk around the jacuzzi, like come up to me and then walk past me and go past me and up close and right under the edge right next to me. And then he stopped when he got near me. And we just hung out staring at each other for a long time. And I could see closer and closer and see into side of what he was made of and stuff. And he's like a little puppy. He's like cute.
You think so?
Yeah. I always like little cute eyes and stuff.
Insects up close kind of just look like alien beings. They've got these giant eyes.
And they have these little things coming off them everywhere. They're like...
Yeah, they're furry.
Yeah. That's cute. Furry is way cuddlier.
Lorena Bobbitt.
No.
No. Apocalypse Now.
Good. A cockalypse now is a killer chicken.
See, that one was mine. Yeah. I came up with the cockalypse. Okay.
Hello, Ian.
I think you need to drop the now and just call it a cockalypse.
It's not bad either.
I say a cockalypse now kind of works.
Okay, sorry. Okay. You're in charge, Raw Dog. Scott.
I got the best one ever. Burlock the Warcock.
Burlock the Warcock.
Burlock?
What does that mean? I have no idea who you are. What does that even mean?
He's a tattered old chicken with scars, and he carries around a battle axe.
Did you just make up the name Burlock?
Yeah, Burlock
the Warcock.
What about Frankenstein, or what about Phil?
I like Phil.
Phil's good.
Yeah.
Put Phil on there. Thank you, you absolute boob.
You look like a fucking bitch on heat with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off.
Yeah, you know how that is, don't you? Patrick McBalsingstein, you have something to say?
I know that Raw Dog is inundated with some Twitter, so I wrote a few down that I think he may have missed that were seemed decent. Peck, peck, die.
I already said that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Right, that was... wow. Wow, that is unbelievable. Right, just for that, you have to get the camera. You have to get... You have to...
I'll cock
pwn. Here comes my first MMA move that I learned yesterday. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh, man, what am I gonna get killed?
Look, we have everybody. Welcome, congratulations, everybody. We all have Alice Awesome. I'm pretty sure these are Alice Awesome World coffee mugs. They just came in. You can get them at AliceAwesomeWorld.com. And don't forget that I said get it up, yeah. I said to say get it up, yeah. Say if you say get it up, yeah. Now keep chewing your gum because I don't want to smell your breath.
I didn't want choking.
Yeah, they'll give you a free cup or something.
So that is who's sponsoring this MMA demonstration.
Who's sponsoring this MMA demonstration is gymgear.com because they have my MMA workouts.
Right.
But if you want to see the lightning boy, go to ellismania.com right now, and you will see just a little bit of pads. Guy just warming up, trying to get the kid. That was the day that I was 213 pounds, the fastest I've ever been. Pop, all day. Because I've got the spark. I'm back.
Right.
I feel good about it. I'm going to kill somebody. Not die, but I'm going to fucking hurt somebody bad. Look at this jiu-jitsu. Right, so I'm going to shoot in. Raw Dog, you have to get on the other side of me.
Okay,
so
how do I do this?
No, it's okay. Do it here.
Okay.
So I'm going to shoot in, and you're going to put me in the guillotine. You're going to put me in the choke.
All right.
Right now, I'm in the choke.
Jason is in the choke position.
What I have learned now is, wait a minute, what was I supposed to do? Hey, what are you doing? Oh, yeah. I get down here, I get up like that, and then I put my shoulder in his ribs, his ribs until he starts to get a little weird about it, and then I can put my hand in here and tuck my shoulder to make it come out, see, so he can't choke me anymore.
Right, Jason's not being choked anymore, now, but he's overing him in the ribs.
My shoulder's keeping it out from going in there. So then I go...
Now what do you do? I guess you're trying to take Scott Green to the ground here, pushing it with his shoulder. Scott Green's trying to get a leg around. We just shut the lights off in here, because Scott Green is up against the light switch, so now we're operating in total darkness. I feel like Scott Green is using the wall as leverage, making this a little bit tougher for Jason. Oh, lights are back on as Scott Green slides back up. this is a battle of wills here. I feel like the wall is not helping Jason at all. Scott Green wedged up in a corner.
This is tough. He's strong.
He's strong.
He's
yeah.
a strong motherfucker. Oh, he's slipping out. But, his head is yeah. slipping out.
Jason's head is still slipping out. Try to get out of there. He's just the lights are back off now. Jason kind of clawing at Scott Green. I feel like they're about to crash into my computer. Now they're backing into me. I'm trying to film this, and do not crush me. Guys, this is a really small and closed space in here.
Okay.
Jason's not out yet. Scott Green just kind of wedging his knee, it looks like. Oh! Whoa! To the ground! That looked like it hurt a lot. Scott Green fell on the chair.
You're about to pop out, man.
Alright.
That was not how the move went at all.
Maybe my guillotine's all
I
right?
I didn't even get to do what I was supposed to do.
That shoulder was working at first.
Yeah, but then I
I don't know what I did. I stubbed my hip. I think I broke my hip.
But I did just figure out. See, usually, see, I let you put me in a guillotine and choke me, and you couldn't choke me out. Well, because I learned how to stop getting choked out more now.
You did good. You're strong.
I'm way harder to get choked out.
So go out in there and shut up now.
Yeah. Man, he choked on forever. He was squeezing forever on that one. I didn't even know that we were really doing it. I thought that I was demonstrating my new move. I didn't know that he was actually going to fucking choke me.
Well, he's going to make it like a challenge for you.
Right, but yeah. I was trying to show you my new MMA move. I didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
We were sparring.
You got caught by surprise. Yeah, someone's sparring here.
Man, but that's even cooler because he had a choke on me and I didn't have to fucking tap.
Yeah.
Weird.
There you go. You didn't have to submit. You just took him to the ground.
Because I figured out how to get, if you push your shoulder in, you can keep him, you can keep the forearm out a little bit.
Yeah.
Man.
Popeye Jackoff was just suggested. This is good. Free rage.
Free rage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ooh, free rage.
That's pretty funny.
I like that. We'll go to the phones. 866, your mom's house. David.
Cockzilla, Cockasaurus, King Cock.
No.
King Cock was the best of those three.
Mackay
Pfeiffer.
BIA.
Mackay Pfeiffer.
Yeah, Mackay Pfeiffer.
I'm writing that.
What's up, it's Micah? What's going on?
Hey.
Cock Green. Like Scott Green, but
Cock Green.
Cock Green.
There it is. Cock Green. Mike.
I say we name it Donovan McNabb.
Why?
Because of the whole illegal fighting thing.
What did he do?
Absolutely nothing.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm lost, dude.
You don't get it? All right. Well, my bad.
I don't... What did he do in football?
I don't know what Donovan McNabb did. Did he do cockfighting?
I don't know.
Donovan McNabb used to be the quarterback for the Eagles, and now Michael Vick is. Maybe that's what he's getting at.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's still stupid, though.
I don't understand why you're talking.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah, hey, Smoking Cock Frazier.
Yeah. Smoking Cock Frazier is on the list. Don't use line 5 anymore. It doesn't work.
AIDS Rooster.
AIDS Rooster.
Was suggested.
See, now we're firing off. AIDS Rooster is gnarly. AIDS Rooster.
Yeah, you don't want to fight your against AIDS Rooster. If your rooster wins, it still might get AIDS.
Well, it's not whether he has AIDS or not.
I'm sure AIDS Rooster has AIDS.
Oh.
He should.
It's just, but it's a very aggressive name. AIDS Rooster.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody in MMA has that as a fight name. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, like, hey, something AIDS something, that's his nickname.
Yeah.
6 pounds of sound.
Scott AIDS Green.
And AIDS taking him down.
Oh, yeah.
AIDS is really in control of this one.
Okay, go, move on. What?
6 pounds of sound.
No.
Your mom's cock.
Oh.
Burn.
Your mom's cock. Put it on the list. Travis.
What's up? I got a cock neck.
Cock neck.
No, cock name. Cock knife laser torch.
No way. Cock neck.
Cock neck.
Yeah. He had it the first time. Yeah. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I was kind of going in the lines of AIDS Rooster, but I would call it Magic Coxon. Like Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks. It's sort of like Magic David Copperfield cock. Doesn't work.
Sir Suck-a-Lot of cock.
No. Fucked. Oh, hang on. There's 4 lines fucked as well. Sorry. Frank.
Yo, what up?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I got 2. I got Cock Puncher and then Pecky Taint.
Tucky Taint?
Pecky, like, you know, chicken peck. Pecks
the
taint.
So hey, what was the first one?
Cock Puncher.
Cock Puncher.
Cock Puncher.
The Cock Puncher is pretty sweet. Yeah. The Cock Puncher.
The Cock Puncher, yeah.
Dude, the Cock Puncher is like, like 8-0.
Wing Ball.
Wing Ball. Nah, it doesn't sound tough.
John Clay's Van Bloodcock?
No. Oh, my God. Amazing. Marty.
Cock Vader.
No. What about Cock I Love It?
Cock I Love It?
Yeah.
Cock I Love It. That song's catchy.
Yeah. Those guys are good at that shit.
Yes, they are. George GSP, George St. Penis.
Doesn't really stick.
Cock, I love it.
TJ.
Somebody just wrote dick face.
Yeah, yeah. No, you are. TJ.
Yes.
What do you got?
Josh Cockcheck.
Yeah. Josh Cockcheck. Oh, there you go. That's a venomous chicken. Dyes hair all blonde and shit.
Yes, totally.
Glue a little afro on there or something. Man, Josh Cockcheck is a fucking warlord.
Cockadoodle Doom?
No.
Beacon Destroy.
Ooh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Beacon Destroy? Oh, my God. I want to be in cockfighting. Fuck, now we are. I'm banging.
Now you're into it.
No, yeah. I am not into cockfighting. I would never go to one, and if I found out about one, I would be a rat, and I would call the authorities on your ass.
Yes.
But if I was another guy and I was into cockfighting, man, that is a good name. 866, your mom's house. Hello, Cody.
Hey there.
Hey, Cody.
How about Trannysaurus Rex?
Tranny Forest Rex?
Trannysaurus Rex, like the dinosaur, like instead of Tyrannosaurus Rex, Trannysaurus Rex.
Is she saying tranny?
Hey, I'm hearing Trannysaurus Rex.
Yes, Trannysaurus Rex.
Why a tranny fighting chicken?
Well, if it relates to Scott,
it's kind of a crazy tattoo, though, like a chicken dressed as a lady. You know, remember, you can see it's a dude, chicken?
Yes. A chicken dressed as a lady, but still a cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
With like a sword or something?
Scott Green, you know, his whole incident with the money and the penis and eating the money off the penis, you know?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, wrong button.
Shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
Red Cock Dragon.
No, Phil Beavers.
Hey, I got two. Iron Balls McGinty, who's a character from the movie The Jerk, and the other one is Phil Beavers.
Whee!
I'm not into either of those.
Phil Beavers is a great name for a fighting chicken.
Dwayne.
It's a metaphor for Phil Beavers' life, really.
Dwayne.
Anything you put in front of the beef, definitely. The beef destroys.
Dwayne the Cock Johnson.
Dwayne the Cock Johnson?
Yes.
It's almost...
It's close.
You going to let it in there?
I'm going to
Dwayne the Cock Johnson?
Yeah, I'm going to let that in there. Just because also now you have a fighting cock whose name is Dwayne.
Okay.
Moto Cocky.
John Cock Van Damme.
You need more MMA applied to you. What is that? John, what?
It was off of Twitter. John Cock.
But we already talked about that. Can you not hear it out there?
I can't. I didn't hear that.
Why can't you hear it out there?
I missed that one.
Is it on out there?
Yes.
And he brought that one up on Twitter, and you came in and read it.
That's the second time that happened.
It's the second time you've done that in 5 minutes.
Punky Rooster.
Hello, Manuel.
Punky Rooster.
Put Punky Rooster on.
Manny Cockyow.
Manny Cockwell?
Cockyow.
It doesn't work.
Nah.
Doesn't work.
Not really quite
No
there.
Desperate names. It's got to roll.
This would be better if it was Cock MMA, but the Chicken Choker.
No.
Nah.
Stupid.
Cock a Flock of Flame.
Ooh.
Or Walk a Cock a Flame.
It's got to be on there.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Yeah, probably.
Hello, Slinky.
Hello, Slink.
Yeah, mate.
Rooster Cockburn.
That doesn't make any sense.
You haven't seen the movie True Grit, which has you know Jeff Bridges is in that new Western.
Mm-mm.
He's playing
He's
playing a character named Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah, no, not famous enough.
Yeah,
not big enough.
Not quite.
Needs to be a more massive name. We all know.
Cockfart. Big cock. Cock on my shit.
These are all contenders, really.
Tony Cock.
Tony Cock. Tony Cock. Oh, man.
Some of these are awesome.
Tony Cock. One of those ones before Tony.
I'm also going to put on Cockfart and Big Cock.
Yeah. Cock fart's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And cock on my shit. Yeah, you guys are amazing today. Dane Cock.
Dane Cock, you gotta do it. Yeah. Gotta have a comedian in there. He's really the only one.
Moto Cocky.
No.
Professor Cockington.
No, it's pretty close. No. I love whoever did that, though. Robbie, hello. Robbie, what do you got?
Chicken Choker and the American Cock.
Thank you. The American Cock.
The American Cock?
He just called it Chicken Choker and the American Cock. I got $2.50 for Chicken Cock and the American Choker.
Chicken Choker and the American Cock.
I love the show. Oh, man. Hello. CJ.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Got through, man. Hey, Rusty Beaks.
Rusty Beaks? Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Satan's Death Cock.
What about Dave Mirra?
I'll write that down. Mel Gibson.
No.
Nah.
No.
Satan's Death Cock?
No.
Duster McSlam Cock?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Cornflake.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Cock of the Walk.
No.
Cock Knuckle.
No.
Cock-a-doodle Fuck You.
No.
Mayhem McNugget.
No, John. Mayhem McNugget. This doesn't make anything. Hello,
Rooster
John.
Fucker.
Huh?
Hey. Rooster Fucker.
Rooster Fucker. Thank you, John, for being on hold that long to say Rooster Fucker. Chris.
Bukkake Death.
Thank you. Bukkake. Kelvin.
Tupac Shakur.
Oh. Put it down.
Leave it to Beaver Cleaver.
One more time, sir, just so we can understand how stupid you really are.
Beaver Cleaver.
Thank you. Oh, man, that was an amazing one. Kyle.
What up, mate?
Hey, man.
LL Cock J.
Who?
LL Cock J.
LL Cock J.
Yeah.
How does that work? Instead of cool, it's cock?
Yeah, that's it.
You're replacing the word cool with cock?
Ladies love cock James.
Lady loves cock James?
Yeah, I like it, so I think you guys should put that on your list.
Right. You make your own list.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is no.
One tough mother plucker.
No.
Fuck the Jews.
I can't put that on there. It's a runaway. Yeah, it'll run away. It's a runaway because everyone just wants to be offensive.
Kentucky Fried Killer.
No.
No.
Greg.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Tank Scared.
No.
No.
What about Ryan?
I got two. One, Spartacock.
Yep.
And David Hasselcock.
Ooh, David Hasselcock.
David Hasselcock.
We'll put that on there. Lalo.
Pollo de la Muerte.
Yep. What?
Pollo de la Muerte. Chicken of Death.
Oh, but no. Ben.
Somebody said El Gallo del Cielo, a.k.a. the fighting rooster from the sky.
Ben.
Sawcock the Third.
Who?
Sawcock the Third.
Sawcock?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Instead of Saw...
like the movie Saw?
Instead of Saw Third, it's Saw Cock Third?
You mean like you could say fucking Rocky fucking Three Cock? What does that mean? See ya.
Have you ever seen a Die Hard Cock 2?
Yeah. Get it?
Yeah.
Oh. Man.
Davy Cockett.
Ooh, Davy Cockett. See, that's a high level. It's a cock.
There's levels of puns, you know. There's better puns and there's worse puns.
Is it bad? Would you get in trouble? You probably would if you had a video game that had cartoon cock fights, but they didn't fight like chicken do. They fight like cartoon people fighting each other.
Yeah, I feel like you could get away with that in like a mature game. Like Grand Theft Auto could do that.
Yeah. But they do, you know, I mean, they're ninjas and shit. They have fighting and kicking and stuff.
Oh, so chickens have sweet moves.
Yeah, yeah. I want the they're cartoon
like
chickens.
Mortal Kombat with chickens.
Yeah. They're all different chickens and they all have these sweet names. It's a good video game, right?
That's kind of cool.
Come on, all these other fucking video games. VIP line! Hello, VIP.
Shifty shuttlecock.
Shifty shuttlecock. It's good, yeah. But we can't do it because who is that dude?
Yeah.
Thank you, Wade. What else you got?
Cock tits.
No.
Lady caca.
No.
Gob cockler.
Ooh, no.
The last cockbender.
No. Darcy.
The cock whisperer.
No. Darcy, yeah. Hello.
I got three names. One to go with one you already said. Tony Chicken Hawk. Then you've got Cock Banger.
Oh, then you've got a bad phone line. What happened to that? Please, not all fine. All phone line.
What was that, like, farting noise? I've never heard of that.
Just so everybody knows, today is it's the most it's ever rained ever in California. Yeah. And this is the day that it's raining the most. We're all drowning here. Hello, Jason Archer. Your name is John.
Yeah, I had either Cock Shake or Joanna Angel, because she destroys cock.
Thank you. Hello, Boone.
What up, Ellis? It's Boone.
Hey, Boone.
Hey, man. Hey, you got to go with a little something different. When these guys raise the horses, like on Temecula and shit, when they raise the horses and they got a good running horse, because this is going to be your thoroughbred cock, right?
Yeah.
You're going to name him after a family member, like Snooky's Pride or your wife's Pride. You know, you got to name it after the family some way.
No.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks, mate. No. All right, we're dying off, so we'll play some songs. But before we play some songs, let's hear the list that we have so far, because I think we could maybe just end it now.
Should we finish this off, or do you want to hear just the last few?
Let's go.
Because there's just a shitload on Twitter.
What are they?
Cock Hitler.
No.
Cock Hammett.
Ooh, nah.
Bacock Obama.
Bacock Obama?
Yes.
Bacock Obama. Bacock Obama. Put on the list.
Cluck Norris.
Oh! Cluck Norris is sick to death.
Gregory Peck.
Dude, we've got to make this video game. Gregory Peck is the sickest fighter ever.
Chicken McFuck It.
No.
Cockenstein.
No.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Cock.
Oh, it's so bad that it might have to be on there.
Cock the Ripper.
Nah, because it's Jack the Ripper.
Teddy Roosevelt.
No.
Warcock.
Nah.
Spartacock.
Nah.
Floyd Mayfeather.
Put him on the list.
El Pollo Loco?
No.
Poultrygeist McNugget Tits.
Ooh. What? Poultrygeist?
Poultrygeist McNugget Tits.
No, what about just Poultrygeist?
Oh, Poultrygeist.
Ooh, Poultrygeist is fucking lethal.
That's everything I got. That's a pretty long list.
Right, let's hear the list and see if we can...
Narrow this down a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, should we?
Well, in order just to make all these viable options.
So people might forget. Can we put the names on Twitter, like, so if I could remember them all? Because I feel like people forget some of these.
It would have to be a few.
Because I've laughed, like, seven times, and I forgot, like,
all of them.
It
would probably be a few Twitters, but, yeah, I could Twitter all of them.
But don't worry about that. Just say them all now.
Okay.
Wait a minute. 2 million people on hold.
All right.
Hey, what's your name, Wayne?
Go cock yourself and then sing cock posse.
Go cock yourself?
Go cock yourself?
Andy.
Yo, Ellis.
Yeah.
Hey, man, instead of the Loch Ness Monster, the Cock Ness Monster.
That's it. All right, that's it.
Super Herpes Cock.
No.
Attila the Hen.
No.
Okay, I think that's everything.
Okay, go, do the list. No more ideas, now we're voting.
Cockmonger.
No.
Cock Lesnar.
No.
Cocky Balboa.
Yes.
El Chupacocra.
No.
Sir Eagle Cock the Third.
Yes.
Acocalypse Now.
You like it?
It's not the best one.
Dude, there's nowhere near those other ones. Go.
Phil.
Phil's good.
Free Rage.
Yeah.
Mekhi Phifer.
No.
Cock Green.
No.
Smoking Cock Fraser.
No. Oh, you think, yeah.
AIDS. No one smoking Cock Fraser.
No, because it doesn't, yeah.
AIDS Rooster.
Yes.
Your Mom's Cock.
Nah.
Nah. Cock Neck.
No.
The Cock Puncher.
No.
It kind of works.
Yeah, put it on there.
Cock, I love it.
Nah.
Josh Cockcheck.
Yes. here they come. Here comes the deep. Here comes the top 10 right now.
Beacon Destroy.
Yes.
Dwayne the Cock Johnson.
No. Oh, you like that, huh?
I kind of like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Punky Rooster.
Yes.
Waka Cock of Flame.
No.
Tony Cock.
Yeah.
Cock Fart.
No.
Big Cock.
No.
Cock on my shit.
maybe they should stay
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, I think those two should be
okay,
there.
Okay, put them back on there.
Cock fart, big cock, cock on my shit.
Yeah, they're all great. Yeah, yeah.
Dane cock.
No. Nah.
Chicken choker and the American cock.
No. That was on the list.
Yes.
Why?
Dave Mira.
Yeah, yeah.
Tupac Shakur.
No. Nah.
David Hasselcock.
No. Nah.
Davey Cockett.
Yep.
Bacock Obama.
Yeah.
Cluck Norris.
Yes.
Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Cock.
No.
Floyd Mayfeather.
Yeah.
Poultrygeist.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's
okay,
a manageable
there you go.
List.
Okay, let's hear it one more time. Do the list.
Here's
now
the list of the names you can vote
here
for.
Here is the list. No other new ones. No other ideas. Everybody fuck right off and only come with
votes. You
can
only vote for these. These are the only ones you can vote for. No more names.
And you can only vote at 866 Yo Faction. Or, of course, at your mum's house. Here is the list. The list of the world's greatest names for a fucking fighting cock are as...
Cocky Balboa, Sir Eagle Cock III, Phil, Free Rage, AIDS Rooster, The Cock Puncher, Josh Cockcheck, Beak and Destroy, Dwayne the Cock Johnson, Punky Rooster, Tony Cock, Cock Fart, Big Cock, Cock and My Shit, Dane Cock, Dave Mira, Davey Cockett, Bacock Obama, Cluck Norris, Gregory Peck, Floyd Mayfeather, Poultrygeist.
Who will win? We'll find out after this. The show is dedicated to Scott Green's brother. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen,
let's
for a mind-boggling World's Greatest Wednesday that involves chickens that fight each other?
I'm ready.
Good. Here we go.
And now welcome back to World's Greatest Wednesday on The Jason Ellis Show.
Adam.
What's up, man?
Man, your phone's fucked too?
I hope not. Hey, Smoking Cock Frazier or Gregory Peck, half and half.
There
Smoking
you go.
Smoking Cock's not on the list anymore. We took him off, but yeah. Gregory Peck is.
500 on Gregory Peck.
Should we read the list one more time just so everybody knows?
Yeah, and there was a new one that was added. Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the list. Cocky Balboa, Sir Eagle Cock III, Phil, Free Rage, AIDS Rooster, The Cock Puncher, Josh Cockcheck, Beacon Destroy, Dwayne the Cock Johnson, Punky Rooster, Tony Cock, Cock Fart, Big Cock, Cock on my shit, Dane Cock, Dave Mira, Davey Cockett, Bacock Obama, Cluck Norris, Gregory Peck, Floyd Mayfeather, Poultrygeist, and in one late addition to this list, thank you Twitter, Mayhen Miller.
Oh, snap.
Sorry. I so want to fucking suck your pussy. Vote for any of those. Scott Queen already put his picks down for, I think it was split between Cluck Norris and Beacon Destroy.
Steven!
Yeah?
What are your vote?
Let's do Cocky Balboa.
All right,
Cocky
Balboa.
Cocky Balboa it is.
Daryl!
Beacon Destroy.
Beacon Destroy. Yeah.
Tim!
Hey, you know who I'm fucking with? Tony Cox.
Yeah.
Dangerous moves, dude.
Dirty B.
Yo, I want to vote for Cluck Norris.
Well done.
Cluck Norris
is a legendary thing to vote for. Anything?
That's an awesome chicken name. Yeah, that's something
like
you really would name
a
chicken.
I feel like a great cartoon. Like, right. You mean a cartoon chicken dressed like Chuck Norris?
Mm-hmm.
You mean they walk around does like, he's got like sweet Chuck Norris kickboxing and shit?
No, exactly.
You don't feel that cartoon? What about just a movie?
What
about a movie of chickens? They all hang out. They're all famous chickens.
I'm feeling the Mortal Kombat style game. Where
it's a great idea, isn't it?
Either modeled after a different celebrity, or they're like AIDS Rooster, the rooster with AIDS.
What about the movie?
Oh, this is the movie?
What about the movie? It escalates. The game gets so big that they make a movie like Mario Brothers.
Which was a terrible movie.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying this is going to be a good movie. I'm just saying, fighting chickens better than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Is it?
When their names are Tony Cock? Yeah.
That's true.
They are.
But they're teenagers. They mutated. They were born in the sewer. They're ninjas and they're turtles.
Yeah, but these guys are chickens, and they're fighting chickens, and they talk, and they're famous celebrities.
Okay.
And they're massive chickens.
Yeah, well, I mean, these are massive turtles.
These are massive fighting chickens.
What's cooler, a chicken or a turtle, just with nothing else added?
I say a chicken.
I think a turtle.
A turtle would never win a fight against anything. All it is fucking shark food.
A turtle is pure defense, man. A chicken can't get through a turtle shell.
A turtle is fucking pure, no offense.
Okay, but a chicken can't get through a turtle shell. The chicken would give up first.
Chickens actually fight and kill each other.
The chicken would give up first.
No, it wouldn't.
I think it would. I don't think it could get to the turtle.
Chickens have weapons.
They don't have weapons that strong.
A turtle shits its dick out. You could stick your chicken foot in the holes of the turtle shell and stab him with your chicken blades. And you know it.
You know what? I've never actually seen this fight occur. So I don't think you're right, but I can't prove it.
They have chicken blade shoes. I don't want you to Google it. I don't want to see anything about it. I want to know shit about it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah. But a chicken, a full-grown chicken would beat the shit out of a turtle.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I won't argue that. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are cool is all I'm saying.
I disagree. I think they're lame. Connor.
500 for Floyd Mayweather and 500 for Punky Rooster.
You're not a celebrity.
What, the celebrity line?
Are you a celebrity?
Fucking have right, dog, I am.
What'd you do?
I driving home. I'm in corporate aviation. You?
You're famous for driving home?
Are you really good at that?
All right, yep. put his votes down for 1 million. Then, there you go. Is that a movie?
Driving home?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a really, really dangerous route home, maybe...
Burbank Dave, maybe he is a celebrity, a legitimate celebrity.
Ice road trucker or something.
What up, Jay? How about it, little bang bang?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I was going to go for an ass-kicking 818 Cluck Norris, because he's legendary here in the Valley.
Yeah.
He's legendary, he's from the Valley?
He's legendary everywhere.
Yeah, he's legendary everywhere, dude.
It's Chuck Norris.
No, he used to kick ass in Devonshire Division all the time, just ask any cop. Mayhen Miller. Thank you.
Mayhen Miller is an excellent
link. 1 million on Mayhen Miller. And now we're going to Chris.
Hey, I was going to vote for Cluck Norris because, he's the man.
Cluck Norris is a legitimate. I mean, if you've got fighting chickens, massive fighting chickens, and they're fighting each other, I would think that, like, now you've gone and done it because Cluck Norris is coming. Tail. Yeah.
don't forget about Dave Mira.
Dave Mirra is a massive cocksucker. No, he's a cock. No, he sucks cock. I don't know what it is.
It's just something involving
Jamie
cocks.
Bestwick is talking all about it. I think Dave Mirra is a great guy. Hello, Andy.
Can I put a name on the list, though?
Well, if it's good, maybe.
Metallica, the cock should not.
The cock that should not be?
Brandon.
Hey, I got half on Cluck Norris and the other half on Clucking Bama.
Bryce.
Hey, I want to vote for Mayhem Miller so I can keep it local to you guys. And also, I want you to know that a snapper turtle could really do a lot of freaking damage to a...
There you go,
Yeah, but not to
turtles are pretty strong.
Not to a humongous chicken with a kick with the blades.
They can weigh like 50 pounds.
Yeah, but a humongous chicken would be like 200 pounds.
They can behead a Canada goose, man.
That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And they can also take your arm off.
Excuse me. Tyler.
I'm going to put my 1 million votes down on Dwayne the Cock Johnson.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's something I could imagine naming my cock if I had a cockfighter. If I was a cockfighter.
Taylor.
Hey, I wanted to get in for Wolf Knife Laser Cock, but I'll put my votes on Cluck Norris.
Cluck Norris.
Hey, line 6 is done, too. You guys, make sure.
We're going to be down to one line soon.
No, we've got... now we've got 3 lines. 866, your mom's house. Who am I going to vote on?
Viper Ellis Awesome World just put $800,000 on Josh Kochek and $200,000 on Beacon Destroy. And I just want to say, fuck you, because I'm not going to enter that in. Just do, like, normal amounts, dude.
Yeah. Right, you don't want to add all that up.
I'm not going to do crazy addition like that.
Good for you.
I'm giving you half and half, Viper.
Stand up for yourself. Yeah, who does he think he is? That's way too original. I can't think of anything. What do you think?
You know, I think, I mean, there's a couple of these who are far in the lead. I feel like you should help, like, Cocky Balboa is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I don't like Cocky Balboa. Who did I like the best? I can't remember.
Tony Cock? Your good friend Tony Cock?
Tony Cock is good. What was the other ones?
Gregory Peck?
Yeah.
Cockfart?
Nah.
You always put it all in Cockfart.
Nah, I'm not putting it on Cockfart.
The Cock Puncher?
Cock Punch is good.
Yeah. Floyd Mayfeather?
Nah, I'm not putting it on that either.
Don't forget Sir Eagle Cock the Third.
I'd put it a million on that.
Yeah, you could put a million
on
that.
I'd put a million on Sir Eagle Cock the Third. Just because I think he'd be a great character.
Right.
And he's a great guy to have.
That's a great cartoon character.
And he's a great guy to have as your companion, too, because as you know, I mean, he'll tap a sea turtle as your wingman.
Right.
Charity jams. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he'll take one for the team.
Yeah, he's like Captain Morgan, but a chicken.
What's another good
one? Yeah, what else?
Dane Cock?
Yeah, nah.
Davy Cockett?
That's pretty good. Davy Cockett. Davy Cockett. Good. My chicken's name is Davy Cockett.
Ooh, Poultrygeist.
Yeah, I did like Poultrygeist. An like, evil chicken?
Dude, again, a cartoon chicken is like causing all sorts of storms and shit. Yeah.
I feel like Poultrygeist would be the toughest chicken in the chicken world.
Yeah.
In the fighting like massive chicken world.
So that's the bad, big bad villain chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, you were just saying because he can move stuff. If there's like a chicken fight and the Poultrygeist would be able to like make them float around and make their blades cut their own heads off and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. If they're that strong, yeah.
The poultry chicken would be a black chicken. Very dark.
Do they have black chickens?
Well, they can have any color chicken in these chickens because these are not real chickens. It's cartoon chicken.
Can you have blue chickens?
Yes.
Okay.
Who would be a blue chicken out of these guys?
Josh Kochek.
Why would he be blue?
I don't know.
He would have blonde hair, blonde curly hair.
Blonde hair and blue skin.
Yeah. Oh, you had blue skin?
Yeah, like a blue chicken.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Blue feathers, I guess.
That doesn't make any sense. It would be more like Gandalf the chicken would be blue.
I would name my chicken Gandalf the chicken.
Yeah, that's not a button. That's really what you're not lying either.
I'm not lying. That's the chicken name I would
pick. That's your fighting chicken, Gandalf?
Gandalf the chicken.
Gandalf the chicken?
Yeah.
No, it's just Gandalf. Your fighting chicken, his name is Gandalf.
I like Gandalf the chicken better.
I just like it when you say it over and over again.
Or the cock puncher.
I'll put a million on the cock puncher.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, a million on the cock puncher, and I'll put a million on Dave Mirra.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Courtesy of Jamie Bestwick, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Just fun and games. Come on. All right, after this, we'll find out what you have to say on the three lines that are left on the Jason Ellis Show. Jingle balls.
Here we are, the top 10 for the world's greatest Wednesday on the Jason Ellis Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Ellis Show. I am me.
Road Dog, you're yourself.
I am myself. Are we doing the results or are we going back into voting?
Do you want to vote? If we only vote, I feel like the only way I can vote is if we do rapid fire voting. We only have three lines. I don't really know if I can do rapid fire voting.
Right.
But I'm going to attempt right now.
We'll try my best.
It's never been done before. Because there's no way that you guys are smart enough to continue to do it. I'm going to answer the phone. As soon as you say as soon as you hear me say hello,
what you vote. Somebody just said Captain Peckard.
No!
How about Cluck Liddell?
Yes!
You can vote for Cluck Liddell.
1 million on Cluck Liddell.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Steve! Dallas!
That was not rapid fire. We're off to a bad start.
Vicky! Hello, Vicky!
Hey, a million on Big Pimpin' Phil.
Thank you.
Phil? Phil getting a vote.
All right, I don't want to take any more phone calls on it.
We're just done?
It's a stupid thing. We need to move on.
Okay, let's just do the top 10.
I can't wait.
Number 10 is Phil!
Oh,
just
what?
Just made it in because of that.
Oh.
Right on the borderline of the top 10, but Phil made it in at number 10.
Wait a minute. So everyone else got voted on more than 1 million?
Yeah.
9 other people got voted on?
Oh, yeah. No. We have a bunch over a million.
Really?
Getting a million is not enough to make the top 10. We got a lot of votes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's number nine?
Number nine is Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, it's about right. We're about there. I can see that. Floyd
Mayweather.
That's
pretty clever.
But Floyd Mayweather would be like a box. He'd be a chicken like with a very boxing shorts on. And stuff.
A very boxing focused chicken.
Yeah.
I think Phil's just like an average run of the mill chicken.
Oh, he's chilling.
Yeah.
He's a fat chicken.
Yeah.
He's just like, what?
Like kicking a, got a beer belly.
Yeah, kicking it, drinking a beer. One of his weapons, one of his moves is he rips a Budweiser can in half and slashes your jugular.
Yes.
And he finishes the beer first. Chugs a beer, goes, rips a can and slashes you.
I think number eight would actually be an awesome...
Stabs you with a bong. Yeah.
Number eight would be an awesome fighter, and that is Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck is a lethal name for a fighting chicken. Who dares to call me at this fucking point in the show?
Gregory Peck is very formal.
He would wear a suit.
He would definitely wear a suit, yeah.
It would be the only chicken in the movie, or in the cartoon, or in the video game, whatever you want to do with it, who would have a suit on.
Yeah, and like glasses.
Yeah. Spectacles.
Yeah, like a sophisticated chicken.
Right, yeah. Cufflinks and shit. Like big-ass cufflinks. What's his weapon of choice, though? Would it be a cane?
Closing arguments, because he's a lawyer.
Oh,
and To Kill a Mockingbird.
You asshole. What about he's got to have a weapon. He's in a cartoon where everybody fights each other, you dumbass.
Right.
So what about if he has the cane, like the walking stick thing, but it's one of those walking sticks where you pull the sword out of the inside of the walking stick.
And then it turns
out
like he's an amazing sword fighter.
Massively awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Number seven... Because you're the seventh greatest skateboarder in the world.
Heard that.
Josh Kochcheck.
Josh Kochcheck, almost stealing the title and earning himself a huge name in the mixed martial arts world, therefore furthering the sport.
But not quite.
And by furthering the sport, you become a celebrity and you become a target. And now we are attacking Josh Kochcheck and using him.
That's true. Now people know him and now people are,
But he would still be famous in the cartoon, and he would get paid to do the voice. He would have to be the voice.
And, of course, he's a bleached blonde.
Yeah, he'd have a bleached blonde afro.
Yeah.
He would have to, Josh Kochcheck would have to be played by Josh Kochcheck.
Yes.
And he has to say, what are you guys doing? What's going on? I'm Josh Kochcheck.
Just trying to piss other fighters off.
Yeah, in a movie. Got paid millions of dollars for it. It's comedy. Yeah. It's funny. Excuse me. Thank you.
That was number seven. Number six is, of course, an old favorite, Sir Eagle Cock III.
Sir Eagle Cock III is an icon. I wanted it to win because I actually thought I would get Sir Eagle Cock III tattooed on me somewhere. My wife didn't know.
Have you committed to getting this actual one, the winner of this tattooed on you?
Maybe. Maybe if it's that good, I might have to have it. If it's that good.
Maybe it is.
That's number six?
That was number six.
Okay.
Number five.
Man, this is pretty much... I feel like all five of these, I should at least make all five of these a t-shirt.
Okay.
I should at least get...
Yeah, like a line of t-shirts.
Yeah, like, you know, they have a... Yeah. Oh, god damn, dude, we are on fire right now. That's what it's going to be, because we can't afford to do a cartoon.
We can't afford to make a fucking video game.
But we can afford to get somebody to draw up these stallions.
Yeah, models
and then
these
put
chickens.
Them on a t-shirt. Ellis made t-shirts, and people will rock the crap out of them.
These are the top five.
Here we go.
Coming in at number five is Tony Cock.
Oh yeah. Okay, he won't sue me. I've got to make a Tony Cock t-shirt. He'll think it's hilarious. He probably won't think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think he would think it's that funny.
But it'd be funny though. Tony Cock. I'd have to have like maybe a 1985 Tony Cock.
You know what's funny
like
is that his last name is already Hawk, which is already a bird.
Yeah.
It's not that far off.
I wonder if he's ever been called Tony Cock before.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't think anybody would dare to call him Tony Cock to his face, would you?
I think maybe people have called him that, but not like, I'm Tony Cock.
Right, you say, hey, Tony Cock.
Hey, Tony Cock.
Once I was in a demo with him in Australia, and a dude said, hey, Tony, mate, sign me cock, mate.
Really?
Yeah, and I said, I'll sign your cock, you fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, Jesus. That was number five.
And then that dude followed me somewhere, and I said, security. Still trying to fight Tony Hawk.
Yes, this guy is creeping.
Boom, abracadabra.
Boom. Coming in number four.
Yeah.
One of the first ones he came up with, Cocky Balboa.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
I can't believe it beat Tony Cock, though.
It did beat Tony. They were actually tied, but sometimes you gotta... Yeah. They both got $3 million.
Well, then how come you're giving it to Tony Cock?
Why am
I mean, you're not giving it to Tony Cock.
Why am I not giving it?
He's on faction.
Cocky Balboa is awesome.
All right, asshole, whatever. I love how you just organize your own fucking show.
I mean,
show
you got to a little bit.
Okay, now what?
Number three. We're in the top three.
Yeah.
Beak and Destroy.
It's a good name. And it's such a good awesome t-shirt. Yeah. Beak and Destroy. What would Beak and Destroy look like?
I mean, that's got to be a metal chicken, right?
It would have to be a metal chicken, so he would have a mullet.
Yeah, definitely.
A Beak and Destroy. Would he have a guitar?
He doesn't have to have a guitar. He's fighting. He's just got to have, like, some, like, long-ass beard.
What is the weapon of choice for a chicken who is a metalhead?
Some sort of satanic thing?
I don't know.
Like, maybe he's doing, summoning the devil rituals. Or just a guitar.
He could use the guitar as a weapon?
As a weapon. He doesn't play guitar, but he smashes people with
the
guitar.
Yeah, but it doesn't really... Unless you had the guitar, like, turned into something crazy, like they shaped it into something.
Right, it's a guitar that's already shaped like some kind of
weapon.
It
had blades on it or something.
Right.
Maybe he's a drummer.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Drumsticks that he throws like shuriken and kills people.
Yeah, yeah. You have to have a Metallica get mad at me for having Beak and Destroy? Chicken?
Only if it really looks like a Metallica chicken specifically.
Right, it's not.
It's not.
Right. No, it doesn't look like
Metallica. It's just a metal chicken.
Yeah, just a metal head chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wields a guitar as a weapon.
Yes, exactly.
So he's holding the guitar sort of like a samurai sword with a blade on the back of it sort of thing.
Right, exactly.
What about this? He has an axe guitar.
Ooh.
Like, and it's an axe.
A literal axe.
Then what?
Number two?
Number two! World's...
A shocking late entry rising to number two.
World's greatest... this is going to be a t-shirt and Alice, mate.
Mayhem Miller.
Oh, the Mayhem Miller t-shirt.
This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass!
Which technically, it's cockfighting. You don't even have hens there, but screw it. That's still
Yeah, but it's still... You know, I mean, they're all the same. Cockies, hens, chickens.
I think Mayhem Miller would be a hen, so it would be like a girl dressed up like Mayhem Miller.
Nah, can't do that. No. it just should be, it'd be Mayhem, but a chicken. A massive chicken.
Right.
Drawn as Mayhem. In some crazy pose with MMA gloves on. Right?
That could just be that.
It has to be, yeah.
Can you put MMA gloves on a wing?
Yeah, you know, the chickens, it's a cartoon chicken, you fucking idiot. Chickens can have those weird things how they have, like, a hand that has three fingers.
Right. Okay, though, that's a good point.
Yeah.
The number one...
Cartoon hands.
The number
man.
One, the number one entry absolutely ran away with it.
It did?
Getting more than twice as many as Mayhem Miller got.
Wow.
Yeah. Cluck Norris.
Really?
Cluck Norris won by a huge amount.
Well, I guess if that's what you're into, fucking hell, man. Yeah.
Cluck Norris was the runaway, yeah.
People love that dude, huh?
People are still in, like, way after the Chuck Norris thing. Chuck Norris.
What do you mean Chuck Norris thing? I feel like that's why people love him. It's never been a... He's always been around.
He's always been around, but you remember, like, that year or so where it was funny to, like, make up shit about how awesome Chuck Norris was. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to take into account that what about when he was ridiculously awesome and he was fighting Bruce Lee? What about then?
There's that era, too, yeah.
He was, you know, you got to look at, you know, the Bruce Lee, how everyone says Bruce Lee, you know, or Jackie Chan or all these other people. Chuck Norris was there before Jackie Chan.
Right.
And he's just gone this way of I think he's way more of like a martial arts guy.
This is a question. Does he seem less legitimate because he's a white guy doing martial arts?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Cuz I feel like
No, I think there was a time there where he was a really good karate dude and he would kick the shit out of people if he wanted to.
Right. No, obviously he's got, you know, he was like the champion for a while.
He was?
Or of whatever
he was a champion of something?
Didn't he, like, win?
Did he?
He was, like, he was the best at whatever discipline he did.
He did. He was, like, some taekwondo champion.
Yeah.
Right.